As libraries in Alaska face a loss in state funding for broadband, residents in rural communities risk losing internet access. And two Haines assemblymen propose a ballot initiative to extend police service across the entire Haynesboro. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. One of Governor Mike Dunleavy's vetoes has canceled state funding for broadband internet in Alaska libraries. As KHNS's Claire Strempel reports, the roughly $670,000 in savings could have far-reaching consequences for Alaska's smallest towns.
The state's website for Alaska Online with Libraries has a pink banner informing visitors that the program has been terminated. Video conferences will end, and no assistance awards will be issued next year. The OWL program, as it's known, ceased to exist at the end of June. Librarians say it's a big deal.
Oh my goodness. Well, OWL pays for over half of our internet, and we use a lot of bandwidth.
Haines was among about 100 local libraries that used the program. Library Director Carolyn Goolsby says the community will have to make up the difference through fundraising. Raising an extra $7,600 a year won't be easy, but not impossible for this southeast town.
The Friends of the Library will have to fundraise for this. We are very lucky in that we have a community that supports us and loves us and sees the value of the work that we do here.
Grant-funded programs like summer lunches for students are not in jeopardy. And in Haines, at least, the internet itself won't change anytime soon. Goolsby says it's a basic service of any library, and they're locked into their contract. But that's not the case everywhere. Take Port Lions, a small community on Kodiak Island. Librarian Angel Sanders says the OWL program provided Port Lions digital gateway.
And without the internet, people aren't going to have it out here. A majority of the community doesn't have internet at home.
That's because reliable internet is expensive in rural Alaska. The state's contribution through OWL was nearly $7,000 a year in Port Lions. That's not a lot of money until you factor in their population, fewer than 200 people. The cut jeopardizes the federal funding that pays for most of the internet bills in small communities. But if local libraries can't make up for the state's contribution, they lose federal funding as well.
Many of those communities won't be able to afford broadband connectivity.
Alaska Library Association President Robert Barr.
And so not only will they not be able to participate in the video conferencing piece of OWL, but they simply won't have a reliable or, I hesitate to say speedy because it's already not that speedy, but a connection to the internet at all.
Back in February, the Alaska State Library surveyed community libraries that participate in the OWL program. A few said they weren't sure if they could continue to offer internet without their share of the roughly $670,000 in state support. This included several which offered the only public internet in town. Barr says the Alaska libraries have seen cuts before, but not like this.
It makes it incredibly hard to plan for the future when it's not just a gradual glide path, but it's just a steep sort of cliff.
Erin Hardin, spokeswoman for the Department of Education and Early Development, which administers the program, says the agency is working to tie up loose ends with the local libraries.
To let them know that you know, the funding was vetoed for the FY20 budget and collect their final internet award reports and provide any wrap-up support that's needed.
The video conferencing equipment will remain. That's how far-flung communities participate in things like legislative call-ins. And Hardin says local libraries can still use that technology if they pay their own way. Back in Haines, Goolsby is optimistic about the library's future, even if she's troubled by the cuts.
The library will still be here. Okay, the library is not closing down. You will have to take us out of here on gurneys before we will give up serving the public of Haines, because we love what we do. And it's Alaska. We're going to give it a go.
That's good news for the half dozen patrons outside, waiting for the library's doors to open at 10 o'clock. The OWL program will remain shut down unless at least 45 legislators override the governor's veto by Friday. With additional reporting from Jacob Resnick in Juneau, I'm Claire Strempel in Haines.
The Haynesboro Assembly has until July 18th to draft ballot questions for the municipal election this October. On Monday, the Public Safety Commission recommended the Assembly include a proposal to extend police service across the entire borough. According to the town charter, police departments in Haines can only operate within a designated service area. Right now, the only police service area that exists in Haines lies within the boundaries of the town site. Haynesboro Police Chief Heath Scott says that when his department responds to calls out the Haines Highway, Lutac Road, or Mud Bay Road, they are violating the town charter.
I think we have to address our department operating outside of our charter. And I'm not sure where we go from here, but I think it is far too much risk for our organization.
Last year, Haines residents living outside the town site rejected a ballot initiative to create their own police service areas funded by property taxes. Paul Rogers is a retired 911 director serving on the Public Safety Commission. He lives outside the town site and helped draft last year's proposal. He even voted for it.
But I think the people were unhappy. They really felt like it was being pushed down their throats. They felt like they weren't being given an option. The vast majority of people wanted nothing to do with the expansion of the police service outside of the town site.
Now, Assemblymen Sean Mady and Will Prisciandero want to ask voters if the town charter should be amended to make police service a borough-wide power. This would eliminate the need to develop separate service areas for the police department. During the last municipal election, only voters living outside the town site weighed in on the police service question. At the Public Safety Commission meeting Monday, Mady said this time the entire borough would have the opportunity to vote on the proposal.
We're one borough. We should have essential services throughout the entire borough, and we should be able to without breaking our own law. And I think that having it go to a vote of the people, a fair vote of everybody who would be affected by this vote, is just the right thing to do.
Public Safety Commission members Greg Podziki and Judy Erickson supported the proposal. Erickson said she wanted to allow police to respond to calls outside of town without violating the town charter. Podziki added that people living in town might want police service available to them while spending time outside the town site. Paul Rogers voted against recommending the proposal to the Assembly. He thinks this initiative is likely to face the same resistance from voters living outside the town site.
Now putting it back into an area, a borough-wide vote, puts them right back in the position where they feel like this is being shoved down their throats. And so I think that that's going to be the issue that's going to be the driving force behind the opposition that they're going to find.
The Haynesboro Assembly will discuss the proposal to extend police service borough-wide at its next meeting on July 18th. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org.